from KQED.
Well, today we're launching a series we're calling 20-something. Budding reporters from USC Annenberg School of Communication and Journalism were given an assignment. Profile someone who's doing something innovative, surprising, or unusual. Someone who may have overcome a hardship and is working toward positive change. The result is a series that cuts across a wide swath of religion, class, geography, work life, legal status, and education level, seeking to reveal young Californians and their dreams in their own words. We begin the series in South L.A., which has a long history of feeding California's overflowing prisons. There's a school there that accepts previously incarcerated youth with a goal of keeping them out. Jake DeGrazia reports on a young woman who wants to make change through intimate conversations that are widely broadcast.
When you think about your life, like what's the one thing that you fear the most?
Probably to lose my peoples.
Lose them how?
Get shot. Anything, really. Anything to have them stop living.
Claudia Gomez sits next to a video camera. She wears tight jeans, Air Jordan high tops, hoop earrings, and long pink fingernails. She's 20 years old, and she's talking to a student named Chris. He's 19. And he finished a 7-month stay in a juvenile detention facility 2 weeks before this interview.
What's like the number one thing you think nobody knows about you that now we're gonna know?
I'm not a disrespectful type of dude. Like, you would think I'm disrespectful because my outlook, but my insides, like, I ain't disrespectful.
That's cool. I knew that.
Oh. Thank you.
Claudia's studio is a classroom at Free LA High, a charter school that accepts students who've spent time in the correctional system. Free LA instructors help them earn their degrees while teaching them about social justice and training them in community organizing. Claudia's first jobs at the school were running the front desk and mentoring students. When documentary filmmaker Jennifer Maitarena Taylor arrived in 2010, Claudia's responsibilities grew.
I had approached some of her colleagues at Free LA High School about working collaboratively with me on a project about mass incarceration's effects on youth.
And after Jennifer had been around for a few months, laying the groundwork for a project by teaching video production to some of the Free LA students, Claudia approached her with an idea and some interview footage. Together, and often late at night on the floor in Claudia's half-furnished apartment, they turned that idea into a short documentary.
And that really convinced me that if I could continue building this project out and get some support for it from public broadcasting, for whom I usually work, that she'd be just an excellent collaborator.
In January, Jennifer got that support from Latino Public Broadcasting and hired Claudia to co-produce a series of short web documentaries about the Free LA community for PBS.org. The series is scheduled to launch this summer, and Claudia has been working on all aspects of the project. She books the interviews, films, and helps edit.
Like, after the interviews, like, on Monday, like, I had some of them come up to me and be like, man, I hadn't thought about that question, or I hadn't thought about my life in that way.
Claudia grew up about 3 miles from Free LA High. When she was 12, her sister was shot and killed by an ex-boyfriend. Claudia's grief turned into anger, and from the anger grew violence.
Yeah, I thought that was the thing to be, the way to act. I thought backing other people up that I thought cared about me was like the thing to do. Like, people would, like, want to be my friend because they knew that I would, like, do something to somebody. I've hurt people. Sometimes not with my bare hands.
When Claudia was 17, she got pregnant and pulled it together. Her daughter, Ruby, is now 2, and Claudia supports her by working with kids like the one she used to be.
Have you ever had a family member get killed?
No. No, not that I know. Well, my friend, just a friend, but they were just friends.
I mean a friend, something.
Yeah, well, 2 of my friends died in a fire, and then 1 of my friends got shot. So.
And do you feel like the person who shot your friend deserves another chance? I love it. I love doing, like, this documentary stuff, because when you see these people that we are interviewing, like, you'll never know how deep their story is by just looking at them. Like, you'll never know how, like beautiful they are.
Beautiful and fragile. Chris, the young man Claudia was talking to at the beginning of this story, was murdered about a month after that interview. The circumstances surrounding his death remain unclear. He was the second Free LA student shot and killed this semester.
Part of this job is to see people come and go, you know? Whether they come and go because they want to or they come and go because they die.
Tears are flowing, but Claudia's face and voice don't change. She reaches for a roll of scratchy gray paper towels and tears off a piece.
His family, like, they have to see that interview. Like, he was just so pure and, like, so honest and so humble and so, you know, like, I'm not rude. I'm very polite, and people always think that because I have tattoos on my face, I'm this certain way. Like, I'm really glad that we got to interview him and for him to reflect on himself. Because after that day, he was like, man, you know, I feel good.
I dream about living the American dream. As in, ain't got to worry about watching over your back, stuff, waking up in the morning, stuff like that.
That dream, modest as it was, never came true. Claudia's dreams are still a work in progress. She's focused at the moment on supporting her daughter. Ruby set Claudia's life on a peaceful path. Claudia says she wants to return the favor. For the California Report, I'm Jake DeGrazia in Los Angeles.
That story was produced in collaboration with the USC Annenberg School for Communication and Journalism. We've got excerpts from that documentary Claudia is working on. You'll find it on our website, californiareport.org. Next week, our 20-something series continues with a profile of a young global activist with an ambitious goal.